one of Anda Samana Jada
Singh. For example, pardon?
Is this Raya one of the Anya Samana Jada Singh? Because it is.
But how? Yes, because it is Pakinaka.
Pakinaka. Pakinaka, because arrive is Kusala, it can be Kusala, arrive
or
Kusala,
mm-hmm.
can be a Kusala.
But
being martyr?
A martyr. A martyr, where you willing to die for a cause. Is it patience like to abstain?
Yeah.
So is that the same thing as bhakti to.
When it's wholesome, it abstain from unwholesomeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my question was actually then I was thinking about this afterwards and I was reminded of Virya as the four samapadanas, the four modes of whatever. So does that mean that patience is two of
another
those
word words? Samapatthana, not patient.
Sorry, sir.
Another word for Virya is samapatthana,
yeah.
Not passion, not kanti.
Not kanti, yeah.
See. So what does samapatthana mean?
Samapatthana.
The factors of enlightenment.
What are the factors of enlightenment?
Yeah. One of the 37.
37 factors of enlightenment?
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of the 37.
Different name again.
The 37
When we
40 but yeah.
No, sorry. Can is patience then because of the four padanas, two are forbearing from doing things and two are doing the developing. So I'm wondering if the patience is the two forbearing ones, or is there not this connection?
Do we have to use the term in order to understand that moment?
No.
Because it's there. Performing is function. But if we want to label it, we have to know when, which one arises.
Which one or which ones arise?
One. And four of them. The function of Virya, see,
yes.
It's Virya Chetasika, but it has four functions.
Right.
At moment of enlightenment, it
has
fulfilled the four functions.
But other moments, only one appearing.
Right, right.
Okay.
For example, when Akusala Chitta arises, would you like it to grow stronger? Or there is moment of Sati, which says that it shouldn't.
Right.
Grow more, see? Mm.
So that's a sati accompanied by
yeah.
Virya.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or it's more subtle when awareness is aware of a reality, because usually it follows by attachment,
yes.
Clinging to satipatthana,
right.
Or wanting to understand higher level, see?
So the real meaning of patience is that function of Virya at
no,
that moment.
No, we are talking about samapatthana.
See,
we don't
right.
talk about just simple Virya.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Different aspects.
Ultimate aspect of Virya or deeper meaning of Virya, can one say?
Because it has to be the factors for enlightenment.
Right.
Yeah.
So the four padanas are only relevant in the context of developing satipatthana.
Right. Yeah.
So patience with a kusala that's arisen, so it won't develop, or patient with
It's not samapatthana. Should one develop it?
Sure, otherwise it cannot be samapadana. Right. Patient with whatever has been conditioned at that moment.
Clustered that.
According
to the book.
I think it's more.
You mean the moment of enlightenment? Or when?
I mean, according to what I read somewhere, all the 37 who...
Very good in calculation.
I didn't do the calculation. I just read the book.
A number.
Somebody else did the calculation for you.
Yeah. But as you say, we don't know it. There's no direct knowing. It's just reading from the book.
What about just developing understanding, and when it grows, it knows different aspects of our reality?
It seems that, I mean, it's not the name, and it's not the word, and it's not the label. And when understanding grows, it understands more about different aspects. Mm-hmm. But it really seems that if one hasn't heard or discussed or read the name or the label or the word, that the reality is not appreciated or understood or recognized at all. So it really seems that they have to develop together.
Just for developing right path.
Right.
Just for developing
right path. Right path.
Yeah. Not for getting hung up on the names or the labels.
Otherwise one can go wrong.
This is just selecting on objects and concentrating on particular objects and becoming more and more withdrawn with the idea that one's developing understanding, what in fact is being accumulated.
You're probably developing wrong view.
Wrong view and more and more attachment to self. So
of course.
So better to have never heard anything about Buddhism than just to be accumulating more and more clinging to self and more wrong view. Is there anything you'd like
to add? I don't know about that. When I think about even from my own,
therefore upadhana. One is kamupadhana, clinging to sensuous objects, right? Everyone clings to sensuous pleasant objects and clinging to wrong view. So when that person doesn't have any view yet, there's no wrong practice,
no
wrong understanding, just only by avicca, by not knowing or by ignorance itself. Mm-hmm. But when there's wrong view, one clings and clings.
But and then, as you hear the Dhamma, then wouldn't it, when you hear more, then it was easy to let go of that. As understanding began to develop, it was like, oh, okay, I can see why this would not be correct by myself.
In Thailand, some people study Abhidhamma, and they practice not developing understanding of reality. They study, but they do practice.
But wouldn't those small moments, even though they may not be 100% correct, somehow be planting some seeds that may germinate in the future, some little condition that may then set something else into motion, even if it's not completely correct?
Right view or wrong view, which is planted.
Which is better?
Planted. The seed of wrong view or the seed of right view?
Well, you would hope it's the seed of right view.
And how can we know whether it's the right view or the wrong view?
By studying, by reading, considering, hearing the Dhamma. But unless you go and listen, even
having the wrong seed create the right view.
That is wrong view.
Panya.
So it's panya.
What brings you to hear what is right? Is it the wrong view or is it the panya?
It's the panya.
In between the wrong view.
But I wouldn't have the panya developed along the way as you have exposure to different teachings. Panya develops by saying, oh, no, this isn't correct, then this is correct. And then so you go a little bit down this road. And even within this area, there's many teachings that may be correct and may not be correct. So again, panya discerns that. But you go, it can be mixed. It can be mixed.
Wrong view and right view?
Yes, even in the teachings. Some teachings maybe give a little bit right view.
What view is there when they are mixed?
mixed view.
Mixed up view.
You like the right view, or you like the mixed one?
No, I like the right one. But I think that there's moments of right view and moments of wrong.
That is Tibetan. Or if you don't say Tibetan or Theravada or Mahayana, what is real is real. No matter you came from what book, right? Like now, what is real? No matter it's from Tibet temple or teacher, what is real right now?
But you said that it was better not to begin or not to practice at all if it was wrong. So maybe we just have to look again at one moment by one moment by one moment.
Even while listening to wrong view or reading wrong view, or there can be moments of right view and moments of right understanding, even while following a retreat where one's selecting objects or something, there can be moments of right view in between, anytime if there's understanding of reality. So it's the moments of right view while engrossed in the wrong practice or following this.
No, it's like when you've got right view.
The words are right, the words of Buddha himself. But it depends on the reader, whether you understand it or not, correctly or wrongly.
Like the simple suttas that Jill mentioned, I mean, it's incredible how, you know, many of our friends on our discussion list who are anti-Abhidhamma, for example, read those simple words and helps people with different opinions.
I see. The Bodhisattva wrong practices my whole lifetime, before I left, would there have been any wrong practice by the Bodhisattva before finding enlightenment?
You have to read it.
That's asceticism. When you can prove that, you say, that's not the way.
Yeah. Plus, it says that he knew about this, but by having not the perfect understanding, so the viriya conditions it to be that way.
So he knew it was not right.
But since he is not perfected enlightened, so the viriya conditions such.
But with or without any wrong view?
It depends when one has right understanding, but there is still the viriya.
Still the accumulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to ask that question about forgiveness and safety of Christine on the bus? An aspect of dana is forgiveness. And is there an aspect of that which is helping others to feel safe or something like that? Forgiveness is an aspect of providing safety.
Not doing any harm to
others. Okay.
That's an aspect of sila.
An aspect of dana or forgiveness of not doing any harm, so letting them live safely at that moment.
Because the sila is the mahadana. No matter how much you give, but if you have intention to harm,
Then, well, obviously it's not any down at that moment. I think it's just interesting because it's just not an aspect of dana. We usually consider the aspect of not harming.
Not condition the unpleasant moment.
Not conditioning the unpleasant moments. So is this the meaning of not harming, not conditioning unpleasant moments?
More details.
More details.
More subtle.
Anything you can say about it?
When time comes, you know that citta at that moment is kusala or akusala. To just abstaining from such words and such deeds,
But how is that forgiveness, an aspect of forgiveness?
Because it's sila. It's mahadana. Not harm the other by speech and deeds.
I can see how it's not harming. I don't understand how it's forgiveness.
Give no harm.
Oh, give no harm.
Okay. Yeah.
Give for.
Give no harm.
Give no harm for, rather than forgive.
That's pretty hard to do. It's easy to do, but yet it's hard to do. You don't have to have thing. You don't have to have a person
that's
in front of you.
That's why it's part of me. Until it becomes one nature. Otherwise, we might think of going somewhere, doing some time of developing part of me. But actually, it's each moment for the 10 paramis.
So easy, but yet so hard.
And that moment of, I think the answer is that if it's parami, it has to be with satipatthana. I was going to say that aspect of giving.
Just for satipatthana and for enlightenment.
Yeah.
Enlightenment. Not for me. Not for heaven,
right?
Being, or,
okay,
yeah.
Just for the purpose of developing understanding and really understanding the okay, not for oneself. And that moment, that aspect of giving or not harming, it could be with or without understanding.
It depends.
It depends.
If it's one's nature, we don't have to think about whether there is panya accompany or not.
It can arise with panya or without panya.
There are two kinds of kusala, with panya and without panya.
But if it's param, it must be with panya.
Otherwise, it's done by loka, which is the opposite of panya.
Can you give loka or give forgiveness with loka? How can you give forgiveness or give loka with loka?
No.
Cannot be with loka.
Dana and sila is not a kusala.
So it cannot arise with loka. Okay, kusala is kusala, yeah.
But there may be giving, or there may be forgiveness or not harming with lobha or with clinging to self, but actually it's not dana, but it seems like it is. Like when you pay respect at the stupa,
complicated.
Lobha can come in any time.
Kusala is kusala, and akusala is akusala. The moment of paying homage respectfully is kusala, but it's motivated by lobha. Before or after?
Arise together, arise after or before.
Yeah.
Different moment. Different moment.
No one can tell from the posture or the, right. Or can, the aspect.
Yeah. It can be by wrong view. Because you have such view, so you pay respect to according to your belief. Respecting Rama or
So you put a Dhamma Sangha, it could be wrong view. Even paying respect to the Dhamma Sangha would be done with wrong view.
Different moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Because sila is also being humble,
yes.
Show respect.
How could you do that with wrong view?
I mean, you know, even a moment before or after. If you were actually paying respect to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha,
you can wish that all
the moment to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, when one pays respect, to a tree or a banana tree or a yellow snake.
But what about if one pays respect to the Buddha and really thinks that the Buddha can help look after one, or the Buddha is a like a god or something like that?
Would it be wrong?
So at that moment, one does not paying respect to the virtues of Buddha.
Just a wishing, wishing well for
themselves. It's asila, but by action, by deeds, but actually it's the wrong view which motivates it.
So if you're actually paying respect to an image, but you believe that that image is the Buddha, rather than thinking of the Buddha's virtues, etc.
But some person, like a child, can pay respect without any understanding. So it depends on an aspect of sila too. A child doesn't have any feel, but at that moment it is humble and paying respect.
So better to have no view like the child than to go and pay one's respects to wrong view and just accumulate more wrong view.
But a child can pay respect with kusala, no view. Yeah. Like many people, no view.
Yeah.
Just believe that this is Buddha, is so
good.
Yeah.